The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. So I would like to invite you to stay tuned as I go through the next hour and guide you through a maze of sometimes conflicting and often confusing information to help you achieve your own optimal health and wellness. And you can find me here at Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday. And today, what we're going to be talking about is a subject that's really important to me and to you as well. It's a topic that you've probably heard a lot about, but you may not truly understand it. We're going to be talking about free radicals and the destruction they're responsible for called oxidation. Now, I know that you have all seen really good examples of oxidation in nature. Let's take a really simple or common one that you have all seen before, rust. So rust is what happens to metal when free radicals cause damage. And you know that when enough rust has taken place, it can actually eat a hole in a piece of metal. So just in case you've ever wondered how that happened, I'm going to explain it to you. You need to remember that everything around us is made of atoms, and atoms have a center called a nucleus, and they have some electrons that orbit or circle around that nucleus. And these atoms join together with some other atoms and form molecules, and those molecules form the metal that made up that shovel or your car, whatever rusty metal object you can think of right now. And a free radical is simply an atom that has lost one of those electrons. It's supposed to be in orbit around it. And when that happens, it creates a really unstable situation. And nature really doesn't like that unstable situation. So to make that free radical whole again, it goes out looking for an electron that it can steal from another atom or a molecule. And in doing that, in stealing it, it makes itself whole. But when it steals it, it begins to create some damage. And when that's happened enough times, we end up with a hole in our shovel. Now, you might be wondering what in the world that has to do with your health. So I'm going to explain that to you. In the same way that those free radicals cause that hole to appear in the shovel, those same free radicals are responsible for virtually every disease, every illness, every gray hair or wrinkle or rash or age spot that's going on inside or outside your body. And in the same way that those free radicals damaged your shovel a little bit at a time until that hole appeared, the same thing happens to your body. So you see, oxidation is something that doesn't just happen once. It actually happens on a continuous basis. In fact, each and every single cell in your body is attacked by these elements of destruction 10,000 times every single day. I don't know about you, but I find that number pretty staggering. And the main problem with that whole situation is that these free radicals do damage. And in the creation of that damage, they start a whole cycle of oxidation in your body that can damage otherwise healthy organs or tissues or cells, and even down to your DNA. Now, this has been common knowledge in medical circles for quite a while now. In fact, it's pretty hard not to hear or read about it. So unless you've been living under a rock for the last decade, I feel confident that you have seen at least one magazine that has had an article in it about oxidation. I mean, you can find them in every magazine publication from Cosmo to Natural Health. Virtually every single month, there will be at least one article on the subject. And if you watch Dr. Oz, you cannot watch a single episode of his show without him talking about oxidation and antioxidants. And so, you know, like I said, it's been pretty much common knowledge. And nowadays, on the internet, we have so much access to information that you can type in a subject. So if you wanted to learn something about a particular disease like asthma, you could type in asthma and oxidation and come up with probably 100 or more articles on the subject. And, you know, and on TV and radio ads all the time, we have heard about some cream that's going to remove some of our wrinkles, or some pill that's going to stop aging, or some food that's going to help combat the effects of the cycle of oxidation. So, you know, I'm going to spare you. I know you've seen all those commercials, but doesn't it just leave you wondering that if they actually work, then why are there still so many people that are still sick? And where in the world do those wrinkles keep coming from? Well, in my practice for years, I heard the same question. If bodies actually heal themselves, and if these things are supposed to make me better, then why am I still sick? So this has been a common theme for every single natural and Western medicine healthcare practitioner always. And so today, that's why I want to talk about this subject. I want to talk about how oxidation is responsible for diseases like Alzheimer's or asthma or high blood pressure or diabetes or skin rashes. You name it, oxidation and a cycle of oxidation is at the core of how that's happening. And that cycle of oxidation all got started by those pesky free radicals. So today I'm going to be taking your questions either live on the phone or there's a little box. If you're listening on the live on the internet, you'll see on the right-hand side, there's a little yellow box for instant feedback. And so as this hour goes along, I invite you to either call in or type in your questions or comments, and I'll be glad to respond to them. Really excited about this topic. And because there's quite a bit of information that I'm going to present in this next section, we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some of the something I call the simple truth about oxidation and how you can actually stop that cycle of oxidation in your body. So remember, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're discussing the simple truth about oxidation. We're exploring just what it does and how we can stop it. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact me or how to ask your questions or make comments. So you have two ways to do that. You can either call in at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800. If you look over on the right-hand side of your screen, you can find that instant feedback section, and you can simply type your question in, and it'll automatically be delivered to me in just a few moments. I'm actually going to be ready to take some of your questions and comments, and I see that there are already some instant feedback questions coming up. So just before the break, I mentioned the fact that this whole topic of oxidation and the damage and destruction that it causes has been studied and discussed in medical circles for quite some time, but no one really ever tells you how it affects you right down to your cells. So the truth of the matter is that's exactly where the problem really starts, with your cells. A few years ago, I made what I consider to be a rather startling discovery about oxidation and what it does to your cells. And when I discovered it, it really put things into perspective for me. And so I think it will help you understand just why it causes so many problems for us. So bear with me here, and I'm going to kind of take you through what happened. So I was sitting at my desk looking at some of my patient's test results, and I was pretty puzzled when all of a sudden it was like a light bulb went off in my head, and I figured it out. So it was really so simple that I almost had to laugh at just how complicated we as scientists and doctors can make this whole subject. So here's what I discovered. It's like this. All of our cells, and each of us has somewhere between 70 and 100 trillion of them. Each of them is surrounded by a cell membrane. And that cell membrane is made out of two layers of a particular kind of fat. It's called a phospholipid bilayer. See what I mean? That makes it sound so much more complicated, right? But what I want you to remember is this, that those special fats in that membrane are really prone to or susceptible to damage by those free radicals we talked about. Remember, a free radical is just an atom or a molecule that's lost an electron, and it's going out searching for an electron to make it whole, and it will steal an electron from anywhere that it can get one. And so fats are one of those things that are really easily oxidized or really easy. They're kind of easy targets for free radicals. And when enough of those free radicals attack the cell membrane, the fats in the cell membrane actually begin to change. Now, I don't know if the reason this was so clear to me is because I used to be a chef and, you know, I'm a mom and I like to cook, and so that always comes with a lot of cleanup. But so I'm hoping that this analogy really helps you understand it. You see, the fats in that cell membrane are supposed to be permeable or a selectively permeable membrane. And that just means that it's supposed to allow water and oxygen to freely flow into the cell membrane, in through the cell membrane into the cell to keep it hydrated and to provide enough oxygen so that the cell can make energy. And it's also supposed to allow carbon dioxide and a few other waste products to just flow right out of the cell. Now, when that cycle of free radicals start, when they start attacking the cell and we start this cycle of oxidation, here's what happens. When those 10,000 hits from the free radicals attack the fat can actually change. And so it instead of being flexible and soft and semi-permeable, the fats begin to get thick and sticky, like the fat on your vent fan in your kitchen. When that happens, everything in the cell starts to be negatively affected, because when the cell membrane is thick and sticky, it no longer allows enough water and oxygen to flow freely into the cell, and it no longer allows most of the carbon dioxide and waste products to exit the cell. And the more oxidized it gets, the more free radical hits that cell membrane gets, the thicker and stickier it gets. And the thicker and stickier it gets, the less water and the less oxygen will come in, and the less carbon dioxide and waste products will go out. Now, you know, when you think about it, that really wouldn't be too bothersome if it only happened to a few cells. But to remember what I said, that each and every single cell in your body is bombarded by 10,000 hits of free radicals every single day. And so this is where the problem begins. As a cell begins to age, they go through a process to make new cells. They actually divide and multiply to make two new cells. These two new cells are called daughter cells. And those daughter cells are exactly identical to the original cell that's called the parent cell. That means that if the parent cell had a thick, sticky membrane and lots of toxic sludge inside of it, so do the two new cells. And as they divide and multiply, their daughter cells also have thick, sticky membranes and toxins in them. And that cycle just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. And as that cycle goes on and on and on, you can see how it could start a whole disease process happening. So different areas of the body will be more susceptible to this damage than others. Anything that's got more fat, like your brain, is going to be more even more susceptible than muscle tissues, even though those muscle tissues all have these fats on the cell membrane. So, like I said earlier, any disease process that you can think of, it all comes back to having this damage on the cell membrane. So, you know, like I said, this news is pretty dismal, and I do have some good news, so I don't want you to be too bummed out. Because at the same time that I discovered this destruction to the cell membrane, I also discovered a pretty amazing solution to that cycle of destruction. The simple solution for oxidation is an antioxidant. Now, I know you've heard of those. We all know that things like vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin E are really common and very powerful antioxidants. And we all know that dark colored fruits and vegetables like blueberries and kale, carrots and tomatoes, that each one of those foods have some special antioxidants that have been demonstrated to be good at slowing down the cycle of oxidation. So the more of those foods that we eat, the more we pay attention to what we're putting on our plates, the more we can actually start to slow down the cycle of oxidation. And so that is the good news, but it's also the bad news, because as I said, they're only slowing down the cycle of oxidation. You see, there's kind of a dirty little secret about antioxidants that you probably haven't heard before, because all the people that are talking about how important antioxidants are, they kind of fail to mention this little thing to you. They forget to mention this secret that when an antioxidant in the form of a food or a supplement goes about doing its job of donating an electron to the free radical, it actually becomes a free radical itself. Whoa, right? Bet you didn't know that one. So the good news about that is that it donated an electron to a very active, a really dangerous free radical. And in turn, it became a weak free radical that's not as destructive. And that's how it can help slow down the cycle of oxidation. But nonetheless, it's still not stopping it. It still has some small contribution to the whole cycle of oxidation. Now, don't use that as an excuse to, you know, to quit eating all those antioxidant-rich foods, because the other foods that you're eating are going to contribute even more really damaging free radicals to your body. So we want to concentrate on filling up that plate with brightly colored fruits and vegetables, because as antioxidants, they really are going to slow down the cycle and give us a bit of help. But really, what we need to stop this cycle of oxidation is pretty simple. What we need are some electrons that aren't connected to anything else. We just need some free electrons, because it is those free electrons that are going to stop this cycle of oxidation. A free electron wouldn't be connected to anything else, so as it donates itself to this free radical, there are no downsides. There's nothing else that it's leaving behind in order to create another free radical. So it's the absolute perfect way to stop the cycle of oxidation. And so you might be wondering, where in the world can we find some free radicals? Well, That's a really great question, and I'm going to answer it when we come back from this next break. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you where you can go to get some of those free electrons, and I'm also going to start taking questions at the end of this break. So I want you to remember, stay tuned, because you're about to hear the best news of all of where you can get those free electrons to stop this cycle of oxidation. And so right now we're going to take a quick break, and don't go away. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio, and I will be right back with your good news.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we are discussing the simple truth about oxidation. We're exploring just what it does and how we can stop it. And just before we continue with the solution for the problem, I want to make sure that everybody knows how you can contact me. You can contact me by calling in and to ask your questions at 1-800-930-2819, or you can type in your question on the little instant feedback box on the right-hand side of your screen. So as I mentioned before the break, there is this whole cycle of oxidation that gets set up by these free radical scavengers. And so what happens is that as those free radicals attack the fats in the cell membrane, it sets up this cycle of oxidation. And when that happens, the fat changes and becomes kind of thick and sticky. And that inhibits the flow, or reduces the flow of water and oxygen into the cell. And it keeps toxins and carbon dioxide trapped inside the cell. And as that continues, the cell becomes dehydrated, the pH balance is off, and we start to create a very unhealthy cell. So as that cell begins to divide and multiply and create new cells, those new cells are also are just like the parent cell. So they also have that thick, sticky cell membrane. They also have toxins trapped inside. They are dehydrated. The pH is off. And we have an altogether unhealthy cell. And when enough of those cells have been reproduced, we set up a cycle of oxidation that leads to virtually any disease, illness, malady that you can think of. So that's kind of the bad news. And the good news is that antioxidants are the solution for this problem of oxidation, because an antioxidant will actually donate an electron to that free radical that's missing the electron and make it whole again. However, the bad news was, as you remember, that in doing that, that antioxidant in the form of food or supplements it creates a new free radical. And while it has quenched or satisfied that very destructive free radical and become a weak free radical, it could only slow down the cycle of oxidation. It couldn't actually stop it. So the solution that I mentioned right before the break was that what we really need are some free electrons. Because these free electrons would go in and actually quench those free radicals without leaving any weak free radicals in their wake. And by doing that, we would actually, by delivering high levels of antioxidants in the form of free electrons to the cells, it would reverse that oxidative damage that's happening on the cell membrane. And then the water could come in freely, the oxygen could come in freely, the carbon dioxide and waste products would go out freely. And so then we would have a properly hydrated cell that's functioning right, and the waste products would be able to get out. But where in the heck do we find those free electrons? Well, before I tell you, I want to make sure that you understand that I am in no way connected to any companies that manufacture or sell any of the devices that I'm about to talk about. I'm just a doc. I'm just a researcher who really wants to help people. And it was doing this research that I discovered this whole cycle of oxidation and antioxidation and free electrons. So what I want to tell you about is ionized water, because if you're looking for a simple solution to combat this cycle of oxidation and reverse the damage that's happened to the cell membrane, and by doing that, reverse some of the disease processes that are going on in the body, in your body, whatever it is, whether we're talking about Alzheimer's or asthma, whether we're talking about kidney disease or diabetes or, you know, you name it, we know what, you know, we know that there are issues. What we want to do is be able to deliver free electrons. And so it was in my search for free electrons that that I discovered what was going on in ionized water. So I'm going to tell you about this, and then I've got a question from a phone caller from Ava in Florida. So Ava, if you'll just hold on for a second, I'll get to you in just a second, but I want to explain this situation to you. So water is just hydrogen and oxygen. That's why we call it H2O. And when water passes through an electrically charged field, it actually separates. And it becomes, some of the hydrogen will break away. And when that happens, in certain fields, like the field of people who make electricity out of water, so in a hydroelectric plant, one of the things that they do is they'll send an electrical current through the water. Well, then they expose that water that has been all broken up to a certain metal called platinum. And in the presence of that platinum, those hydrogen atoms will actually give up their electron. Now, in a hydrogen fuel cell, that those electrons are all passed into a stream to make electricity. But in the case of ionized water, what happens is that those free electrons are become part of the drinking water. And so in any one glass of water from a machine that properly ionizes water using electricity only, it will contain a fair amount of free electrons. And so as you drink these free electrons, they are free. And so they can travel anywhere and begin to actually stop the cycle of oxidation. So now that food that you're eating that's rich with antioxidants, it has more opportunity to do more good in your body. So all the things that you're doing that would normally help you that don't seem to be doing the trick, once you have changed this whole cycle of oxidation and you've slowed it down further and further and further, and you're actually stopping some of the cycle of oxidation, you're actually donating electrons back to that cell membrane to make the cell membrane healthy again, all kinds of issues begin to be resolved. So I'm going to go ahead and take the call from Ava now.
I'm live. Hello.
Hi, Ava. This is Dr. Parker.
Hi, Dr. Parker. How are you?
I'm great. So what's your question?
My question is, I'm a little bit confused. I hear of all these people selling supposedly wonderful water machines that are supposed to create these great antioxidants, and I just heard what you were saying about them, and I'm just a little bit confused between the negative ions. Is it true that a good water machine can actually create antioxidants, and is it true that that makes the cells more permeable and therefore they can get hydrated? And how do we know which machine to buy? I'm at a loss because everybody says my machine is the best one and the other one is not good because ABC, and we're looking at, you know, machines from $100 to $4,000, and I need help.
Well, that's why I'm here. I am here to help you with this because I have actually researched virtually every machine that's on the market. And so there are two things that go on in water ionization, and some of them are really simple. And you can actually create water ionization through with a $100 machine. It actually happens. However, that just means that water was separated. It doesn't mean that it actually produced antioxidants. So there's a difference between just ionizing water and creating antioxidant-rich, free electron-rich water. And that whole scenario has to happen in the way that I explained it. First, the water has to go through a process where electricity is passing through it. And then that electricity breaks up the H2O and produces some free hydrogen. When that hydrogen comes in contact with platinum, that's when it gives up its electron and creates these antioxidants, because that's where the antioxidants come from. They come from those free electrons. So out in the world of ionized water and ionizing machines, for most of the time that I have been studying them, most people don't concentrate on this message because no one actually understood it. I'm the one who figured it out. Along with a former partner of mine who's a brilliant guy, together we are the ones who figured this whole situation out. And while other machines will produce alkaline water, and even water that will create negative ions, if you're measuring them with a little meter, that still doesn't mean that they're producing free electrons, because most water ionizing companies add minerals to the water in a cartridge to create an alkaline water, which, by the way, alkaline water doesn't really have an effect on your body, because your stomach acid is going to change the pH of that water as soon as you drink it. So it's not the alkalinity of the water that I'm concerned about. It's the amount of free electrons. And the only way that we can get free electrons from ionized water is to have a machine that uses an adequate amount of electricity, so a high amount of electricity, and uses a lot of platinum plates so that the water can come in contact with the platinum. So the water has to go through slowly enough, it has to be exposed to electricity, and it has to be exposed to platinum, and that's how we form the free electrons. It's exactly the same concept as a hydrogen fuel cell. So
basically a question there. The all this selling of alkaline water, I'm an A blood type, so I don't think I have very strong stomach acid. And I do feel that if I drink alkaline water, even 20 minutes before a meal, I don't digest my meal correctly. So I know I have so many people swearing that alkaline water healed all of their ills, but you're saying that the stomach acid will neutralize the alkalinity and therefore maybe make it worse for digestion because now you've neutralized the acid?
Yes, exactly. So you would never want to drink a really alkaline water with a meal or sooner than 45 minutes before a meal, because otherwise you're going to neutralize your stomach acid and your digestion is going to be worse. Now, it took me years to figure this out. I used to have a medical spa in North Idaho, and I had people on a really strict regimen. And it took me quite a long time of measuring, people's body fluids before I figured out kind of what the optimal time is between drinking something that's pretty alkaline. And water itself, the tap water itself, is pretty alkaline. It's usually at about 8 or 8.5 or at least 7.5. So it's already much more alkaline. Anything that you drink is going to be more alkaline than your stomach acid. So it's a really good idea to have a separation of time of about 45 minutes from something that you drank that was more alkaline than your stomach acid until you eat. I know that for some people that sounds like, how will I eat if I can't swallow something, some water to wash it down? Well, honestly, if you need to wash it down, that means you haven't chewed it well enough. And I myself had this issue for a long time. I used to drink 3 or 4 glasses of water at every meal. And I eventually got cancer in my small intestine because I was upsetting this balance. So you really do want to be careful to keep some distance between drinking water, especially something alkaline, and eating food. But that's kind of not the top, you know, kind of not what I think is really amazing about water ionizers. What's really amazing about water ionizers is the ability of a few of them to create these free electrons. And that's why people who are drinking the water actually get better. They think it's about alkalinity, but it really isn't. It's really about this antioxidant that's going in and changing their cell membranes. Does that make any sense to you?
It certainly does. So now with these free electrons, and I'm going to assume they're negative ions, and so it's very much similar to, I don't know if you've heard about the earthing movement about the earth and the negative ions that it produces. But so it basically, when you're drinking this electron-rich water, the free radicals are binding to these electrons, and so you're neutralizing disease.
Yes, exactly. Now,
wow,
here comes...
Wow, that's exciting.
It is
that's
exciting.
Very exciting.
This is what I've been researching since 2005. So this has been the entire basis of my research since 2005, is to figure out why people who were drinking ionized water were getting better, how it worked, why, what changed, how it changed, and how to get this word out to people. Because if you want a simple solution to whatever's going on in your body, that's it. There could be nothing more simple than that. You give the body some free electrons, and those free electrons are going to reverse the damage to the cells, that are going to reverse the damage to the tissues and the organs, and voila, we start to see some dramatic improvement in health. However, there are only two machines that I have discovered at this time, and I want to be really clear about this one more time. I am not employed by them. I do not distribute them. I am in no way connected to either of these companies. Okay? But there are only two companies who have units that actually provide free electrons in the water. And one of them is a company called Enagic, and that's where I first was introduced to high quality ionized water. I actually was introduced to ionized water back in my biological medicine training and just blew it off because the machine that they were recommending did not create these free electrons. It's because it didn't have enough platinum or use high enough electrical current to create the separation of the water and create these hydrogen that would be, and then, you know, get it in contact with the platinum in order to create enough free electrons to make a real difference. So we need a high amount of electricity, a longer exposure to platinum in order to create it. So Enagic machines and another machine called the IE series. There's an IE900 and then the Enagic machines are the only two that I have found to date that actually provide these free electrons in water. Did that answer your question?
Yes, I think I was on mute. How do you spell Enagic?
Enagic, it's Enagic.
Okay, so Enagic. Okay, Enagic. Okay, so
it's E-N,
yeah.
N like Nancy, E-N as in Nancy, G-I-C.
Oh, okay.
Or the IE series, IE900, you can find one of the people who sponsored my show today, YNR Marketing, actually is one of the sources for the Enagic units. And there are, you know, I highly recommend that you explore the options and find the machine that works best for you. But the thing you want to keep in mind is you want to have a high amount of electricity and a high number of, you know, a large amount of platinum to create these free electrons. Okay, so I hope that answered your question. Go ahead.
And one little thing. As far as, like, the protocols for, you know, treating yeast in the body or the you know, that's more of an alkaline water, or
actually
will
not
electron-rich water also help? I would say that it also helps, right? I mean,
yes, that's actually the secret, because not everything in your body is supposed to be alkaline. Some things, some tissues
right,
are supposed to actually be acidic. For instance, you know, this may sound indelicate, but vaginal fluids are supposed to be pretty acidic. They're around a pH of 4. So we don't want those to be alkaline, because that's when yeast infections get started. So what we want is our body to normalize its pH. So we want the cells that are supposed to be and the fluids that are supposed to be acidic, and the ones that are supposed to be alkaline. And our body's very adaptogenic this way. In other words, it can change to do whatever it's supposed to do when given the right tools. And so for me and the research that I have done and the research that I'm continuing to do, these free electrons are the key. They're neither going to create acidity or alkalinity. They're going to help restore the body back to proper balance, because that cell knows exactly what it's supposed to be. It knows exactly which pH it's supposed to be. So when you remove the oxidation from the cell membrane, then everything inside the cell is going to change, and it's going to and be regulated back to what doctors call homeostasis, or back to a normal balance. Oh, we are almost out of time, and I have one more question that I have to ask, and then then I have to tell you about the person who won the free cookbook. And so we got a lot of things. So I hope that answered your question. For, you know, if some of you have some more questions about it, you can contact me through my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com, or you can contact me on my Facebook account, which is Simple Health Network, or through my food blog, which is omgallergyfree.com. So any of those, you can contact me. But before I quit taking questions, Donna from Baltimore was the first person to send me a question. I want to make sure I address it. So she said, Dr. Parker, could you talk a bit about kidney stones? My son has had several surgeries to have them taken out. Any preventative things besides water? Well, unfortunately, the answer really is, the simplest answer really is about these antioxidants, because one of the reasons that kidney stones develop, well, there are a couple of them. One is because we have too much either oxalic acid or too much calcium that's not bioavailable to us, so too much inorganic calcium. So either one of those two things can cause these kidney stones to form. So inorganic calcium could come in the form of drinking water that's got a high amount of lime in it. So lots of calcium buildup around your sink would let you know that there's a lot of calcium in your water. So you definitely want to handle that. And using a water ionizer with a pre-filter, which you can, YNR is one of the best places to get pre-filters for your water. So either by using a water ionizer, or at least filtering the calcium out of the water, would be one place to start. Milk and cheese and those kinds of things have a lot of calcium in them that are not actually bioavailable to your body, where things like kale and vegetables and fruits, those sources of calcium are all bioavailable to your body and will not cause the buildup of calcium that creates stone. There's kind of a little saying that we have in naturopathic medicine: if you can't easily assimilate it, you can't easily eliminate it. The other thing that we want to look at is creating healthy cell membranes, so all those acids can be neutralized properly and excreted. So I hope that answered your question, Donna. And like I said, for more questions, if you have more questions, you can contact me at simplehealthnetwork.com or through my Simple Health Network Facebook page or my OMG Allergy Free food blog page. And so that kind of leads us back to our giveaway today. So last week there was, I instituted a little contest. So I'm trying to invite you to visit my blog where I have lots of good information. And Diane I'm not sure if it's 4G or 4G, is the winner of my cookbook. And this week, if you would like to win one of my cookbooks, OMG, that's allergy free, all you have to do is go to my Facebook page and like it. And everyone who likes my Facebook page this week will be entered into a contest, and we'll announce the winner on air next Wednesday. So the tip that I want to give you today for you to take away from the call is remember that free electrons are the secret to oxidation. So I want to thank you for joining me today, and I want to invite you to come back next Wednesday and every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific time right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can find more ways and more simple solutions for your own everyday health. I hope you found this hour both informative and enlightening. And remember, the tip of the day is you too can stop the cycle of oxidation. So until next week, this is Dr. Peggy Parker with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, wishing you a happy, happy week. So until next week, goodbye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free. That's simplehealthnetwork.com. And check out her blog, omgallergyfree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.